Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, feeder cattle futures today quite strong here as we finished up $1.50 in the August feeders at $137.25. The September's up 87 cents at $138.20. October's $1.20 higher at $139.70. So quite a bit of strength there in the feeder cattle futures. August feeders went to their highest level going all the way back to the first part of May. On May 7th, they went to $138.80. So that was the previous high. Today's high was $137.85. So we're about a dollar away comparing highs going back then. And that'll be the next level of resistance or double top or triple top, whatever you want to call it. There's another high back from March, also around that level. From March the 25th to 139 even. So that could be what some people, technical people, would call a triple top. Live cattle were less fortunate, down 7 here in the August at 99.92. October down 5, December up 7. Box beef was slightly lower at midday. Choice was down about 44 cents. Select down about $1.86 at $192.43. Kills today were 118,000. A little bit lower than what we need to be at to get through these extra head of cattle. But overall today, the market held together pretty well. We've pretty much been in a sideways trading pattern all the way going back to the pre-COVID or the 1st of March.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Grain futures fell under pressure today with corn leading the way, down about 9 cents. So we went down in December corn to about 335 and three quarters. Again, 9 cents lower on the day. Beans were 14 to 16 cents higher as a percentage. It's a little bit less than the corn, but still quite a bit lower with the beans. November beans at 874 and three quarters, down 16. Now, that report on Friday was really considered to be relative to the estimates, a bullish report, but still a really big corn, bean, cotton, wheat crop. So there's some positive things going on in the market despite the bit of a sell-off we're currently seeing. The wheats were down about 8 to 10 in Chicago wheat, Kansas City down about 3. And December cotton finished the day down 96 to 63.35. There is a little bit more favorable weather forecast. They've taken the heat out, added some rain. Temperatures are still above normal, but it doesn't look like there's anything imminent at this point that would hurt the crop. Weather-wise, President Trump at the end of last week said the U.S. was not prepared to enter phase two of the trade talks at this point. So it'll be interesting to see how the Chinese respond and what they do. On Friday, the Chinese did book their second largest single day corn purchase of 1.365 million metric tons.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.